Hi, everybody. Good evening. Eric from Washington State. Lots of rain up here right now, as you can only imagine. That song is such a wonderful song. It really exemplifies probably the latter part of my Christian life in realizing what God has made me to be. He does not judge me or think bad things of me. In fact, his thoughts outnumber the grains of sand. His wonderful thoughts about me. But today I want to talk about the constitution of the heart. And Jesus shared a parable, the parable of the sower and the seed, as I'm sure everybody is familiar with. So I want to go to Matthew chapter 13. And we are going to start in verse 3. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell onto good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And if we move on to verse 18, he further goes on to explain the parable. So hear ye the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received it into stony places, the same as he that heard the word, and anon with joy received it. Yea, hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while, and then tribulation and persecution arise because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also received seed among the thorns, he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understand it, which also bear fruit and bring forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. I listened to this parable, I can't tell you how many times over the years, and it really never struck home to me what Jesus was really talking about until a few years back. And I hate to even admit that, being in the Word as many years as I have been, sometimes you have these revelations. And I realized that Jesus was talking about was the constitution of the heart. And I want to just give you a definition of the word constitution so that we can have a clearer understanding. Constitution, the act or process of composing, setting up, or establishing, the composition or structure or makeup of something. And so Jesus was talking about the seed that was planted by the wayside, that the person heard that and did not understand it. This was the first person he referred to. So he heard the word but did not understand it. The second person he referred to was the seed that was planted on the stony ground. The word brings immediate joy but has no root. And I suppose I should clarify, the seed is the word of God. And the constitution that Jesus was referring to is the way that a person's made up. So the second reference here, the seed planted on the stony ground, the word brings forth immediate joy that has no root. It kind of reminds me of my early days in the Word when I was so excited about the Word, but when you really get into a serious conversation with somebody who has a greater understanding, it's sometimes hard to hold your ground. And the third one was the seed that was sown among the thorns. And the cares of money and the deceitfulness of riches essentially choked it. And so this person is distracted by money, power, and all the responsibility of having it. And then the fourth one is the person who received the seed on good ground. And I found this to be more or less an unfair statement, because not everyone has good ground. I would say, if I'm honest, I've heard the word and not understood it. I've had the joy of hearing the word, but wasn't often prepared enough to defend it. I had no good roots. And then thirdly, and I think this applies across the board, life and the pursuit of money, or the lack thereof, has choked off my time and distracted me from what's important. And so I always read this scripture as Jesus describing four different people and four different circumstances. But really, the scripture was describing me the whole time. So the question was not, was my constitution good, the ground in which the seed is planted in? As people who inherited Adam's amazing qualities, we can be somewhat assured that I am particularly in need of this elusive good ground. Jesus really pointed out in no uncertain terms how differently people react to God's word based upon their makeup and their constitution, their foundation. This good ground is really everything when it comes to producing fruit and life. And I began to see that I carried all of the qualities, all of the aspects of the seed which was planted in the various different locations and did not produce fruit. So I also began to see that this good ground isn't something that we're born with or we come by naturally. In this parable, the sower is God, the seed is the word of God. Now the devil knows he has no control over either of those, so his target is always the good soil. And the heart of this parable is that this good soil, the good ground, is something that only God can build within us. It's not something we're born with naturally. And I had to come to this realization over time, because it's really easy to ask myself at times why I'm not growing exponentially as a Christian, or why I struggle sometimes with, I think a lot of Christians do as well, with self-esteem, about really accepting what God has done and said about them. But the truth is that we're not the ones responsible for this good ground. This is the amazing truth of this parable. It's God's responsibility as we seek his face in everything that we do. And one verse really stands out to me, and that's Philippians 2:13. And it says, "For it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So it is God that works out the details of the heart as we come to him. It's not something we're born with naturally. And for I would say most people, we're in need of that sort of constitutional overhaul, as you might say. And the one verse, and I'm gonna close with this verse, is in Psalms chapter 51 and in verse 10. And this verse, it's interesting, the song that Bob played today really touches home on this particular verse, because this is a verse that comes to my mind often, many times a week, and I ask God for this, because for me, I need that good ground. I want to produce fruit in my life. I want to have the things of God. I want to have that relationship where I know that I know that I know in every situation that God has my back, that he loves me, he cares for me. And he's working out these details, things that are way beyond my comprehension and my ability to do. So in Psalms 51:10, the verse says, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a steadfast spirit. And I love this verse because it really says everything about the seed and the sower. And God being the sower of that seed is also the one who can make the good soil within us, the one that can give us the clean heart, that can renew the spirit, give us the energy, the strength, the foresight, the knowledge, and the wisdom to move on. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Great. You want to close with prayer, please, Eric?
I would love to. Thank you. Father, thank you for this day today, Father. We just lift to you our hearts and minds today. We are all so hungry to have our fellowship with you, to have that sweet fellowship with you, Father. We really appreciate everything that you do for us, the way you work out the very most minute details in our heart, always knowing what our deepest desires are, what our deepest needs are. We lift you, everybody in this fellowship today, Father, and we thank you that we can rise above our circumstances, that we can truly shine as lights in the world today. Thank you, Father, that we can carry these messages forth and shine as lights in the world as you have designed us to by the Spirit of Christ that dwells in us. Amen.